Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your word that is all about your salvation plan through your son, Jesus. And I pray today, Lord, as we learn more about you and your son, Jesus, and the truth and the way that you would have us to live in this life, that you would guide us by your Holy Spirit so that we might live pleasing before your eyes. We'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, What is Your Petition Again? It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5, and verse 6. King Ahasuerus and Haman were invited to a banquet hosted by Queen Esther. Although there was an edict given by the king that all the Jews throughout the kingdom were to be killed upon the 13th day of the 12th month, the well-kept secret by Queen Esther that she was a Jew was unknown to both King Ahasuerus and Haman at the time. The undergirding and wisdom of Almighty God is with Esther, even though he is not mentioned by name. And in chapter 5 and verse 6 of the book of Esther, we see more of how the king's question to Esther plays into God's eternal plan. We read, And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, What is your petition? And it shall be granted you. And what is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Our verse begins, And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, What is your petition? And it shall be granted. Once again, we see King Ahasuerus ask Esther for her petition, and we learn this banquet was a banquet of wine. We might imagine King Ahasuerus, Haman, and Esther sitting together, perhaps with a few servants, as they dined and had beverages together. And while the festivities were in full swing, the king asked Esther what she desired once again. He also confirms his wish to fulfill her desire by assuring her that it would be granted. It's almost as though he knew there was more to her request than that he and Haman attended this banquet. And so he asked her again what she really wanted. We can almost envision the king's countenance as he pleaded with Esther to make her request known. The verse goes on to say, And what is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. As a reassurance that he was serious about making Esther's request come to pass, the king adds that he is willing to give her anything she desired up to half the kingdom. This is the second time he has offered such a gracious gift, and we might wonder what he was thinking that she could want. His vow to fulfill her request was a telling sign of how much he cared for Esther and what she desired. Sometimes it's good for us to hear questions and vows more than once. As it was in the case of Esther, when the king asked her once again for her desire, it was reassurance to her that she could get what she truly wanted, which was to save her people. We must keep in mind that Almighty God is behind the scenes of this story, and as Esther desires to save her people, so does he. The Messiah was to come through the Jews, and these small factors within the story only enhance the plan of God to save his people. As we get closer and closer in the story, when Esther asked for what she really wanted, let it be reassurance to us that we too are under the mighty hand of God. And even the repeated things are working for his purpose, plan, and will in our lives. Next time, Esther will begin her answer to the king's question. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.